Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Tell me the story again. If you are a parent who reads a story for your child at bedtimes, then you are well acquainted with the instruction. Can you read that again? I've often wondered why a child would want to hear the same story over and over again. Simple. Your child enjoyed the story the first time. It's a story that he loves, and there is no restriction to reading it over and over again. I know you've heard the story of Jesus many times before. In fact, you know it so well that you could recite it to someone else and not stumble in the process. But today, I want to tell you the story of Jesus again. Not because you asked, but because you need to hear it again. But this time in a fresh way. I found a section of scripture that could easily start once upon a time. And you guessed correctly, it would end with them living happily ever after. You won't find it written like that in the Bible, but it's just like that. This story spans 7 pages, or grown folks say 7 verses. But let us take it 1 page at a time. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. This story starts with an advice. When you are interacting with people, the story says, try to be like Christ. Well, what did Christ do? Let's go on. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Wow. Once upon a time, Jesus was God. Not like God, not like God in some ways, he was God. John 1 and verse 1 says that he was in the beginning of everything. And listen to what happened. Jesus made a decision to come to earth on a rescue mission. He came to rescue all of us, including you and me, from the punishment of sin. He made the choice to transition from God to man, and he was perfectly fine with that decision. The mission ahead was so important that Jesus laid aside his godness and became human. What did the word say? And the word became flesh and lived among us. John 1 and verse 14. The story goes on. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Well, because he was not coming like God, he took on human form and was perfectly fine with the reality that as a human, he was going to die. That was so perfect because in reality, God became man and came to earth so that he would die, and not a nice death either. He chose to die on a cross because that was the appointed way that he was going to die so that he could redeem human beings. Romans 5 and verse 8 says, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So God became man, and that man was called Jesus, and that man eventually died on a cross to set us free. Let's go on. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is probably the most significant portion of the story. You see, when Jesus was suffering on the cross, life was slowly ebbing away, and almost when he was about to die, he said something important. He said, "It is finished," and then he died. Here is what is significant about those 3 last words. Remember, Jesus came to earth to die for us. And so when he was about to die for you and for me, he announced, "It is finished." Well, what was finished? There was nothing else for Jesus to do in order that humans could become the children of God. How? Hold on a little while longer. Just like a good story, there's an element of suspense. Jesus had satisfied the requirement for humans to become children of God by successfully dying. That sounds weird, doesn't it? But that's exactly what happened. He did not opt out to die. He was totally committed to death on the cross. And in those last words, we know that God the Father was absolutely delighted. Yes, humans can now get eternal life. So God, being so delighted that he gave Jesus a new name, well, it is the same name he got at birth, but this time God expanded the meaning of the name Jesus. Now the name has power. It says it right there in the story. The name Jesus was now the most powerful and the most important name in the whole universe. And then God the Father went even further. It says that the name or the added importance carries such weight, such adoration, that when somebody wants to become a child of God, they simply have to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you don't want to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, or you don't want to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will have to do it anyway. And even if you wait until it is too late, you and everyone else who does not accept Jesus or believe that he is the Son of God, you will be cast into the lake of fire. I did not make that up. It says so in Revelation 20 and verse 15. If your name is not recorded in heaven or accepting Jesus, then you will be sent off to spend eternity in hell. So we've come to the end of the story. The story of Jesus, of how God became man and lived among us and did great things. But the greatest thing he did was when he died for our sins, so that we would not end up in hell. But if we believe that he is the Son of God, then you will have eternal life, and you and Jesus will live happily ever after. Did you love the story? If you do, then I encourage you to stop and give your life to Jesus. Join the party team of happy Christians who are on their way to heaven. I pray that you will join that mighty crowd, because that's why I love to tell the story over and over again. It's the sweetest story ever heard.